acid in Dasani water?
Yeah, don't ever drink Dasani water.
No.
No, it's nasty. It's really? So bad for you. Really? It throws off your pH balance like insane.
My pH balance is probably pretty fucked up because I never drink water, so.
Yeah, well.
You know, it's my life. All right, should I start?
You can.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Future is Bright? I am Lindsay.
I'm Bridget.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say, and I didn't say it in the first recording, so I'm going to say it now. Happy Mental Health Awareness Day. I saw your Snapchat before, and I was like, oh, that makes sense, because then I also saw that Crime Junkies had that off day today, because it's Mental Health Awareness Day. Yeah.
I'm aware of my mental health.
Yeah, I'm aware that that shit is fucking plummeting.
Yeah, it's not good, but I'm aware of it.
It's fine. I know what's happening. We're good. That actually made me really laugh really hard, so
thank you.
Good joke. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about that, but I wanted to say Happy Mental Health Awareness Day, and I hope everyone is aware that their health is good and important.
I'm aware that my mental health is rapidly declining.
Right, and mental health is important. So, take your breaks. You deserve them.
Sure.
I have to keep saying that to myself because I don't take
breaks. Is that what your therapist tells you?
Yes. She tells me I need to have time for me because I haven't had any time for me in the past,
ever?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much ever. We could solidly say ever. Yeah, you know, whatever. So, should I jump into my case?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So I'm talking about the disappearance. You might know this case because it is a little bit like I've known about it.
Okay.
Talking about the disappearance of Dorothy Jane Scott. Does it ring a bell?
I feel like it sounds a little familiar.
Okay. So she disappeared on May 28th, 1980 in Anaheim, California. And she was 32 years old. Oh, I meant to put a side note here. When I was doing these notes, I tried something cool where I tried to dictate my notes where I would speak it to the computer and, like, the computer would type it for me.
Sure.
The computer had no fucking clue what I was saying, so that's that.
Did you do all your notes like that?
No, because I was getting so fucking annoyed that I just typed, so. Yeah.
Do you type your notes out in, like, a form of, like, how you say them, or do you just, like, write facts?
I just write facts.
Oh, like, I write out, like, a
script. Do you really?
Yeah. I write in my notes, like, be like, that's fucking stupid. And I think, like, that's fucking stupid.
If I'm really, like, sitting there and, like, typing like crazy, I will. But if I'm just, like, pulling facts and, like, typing them out, then I don't.
I was just curious.
Yeah. No. Okay. So, Scott was a single mother living in Stanton, California with her aunt and her 4-year-old son, whose name was... Hold on. I feel like I remember his name. What was his name?
You want me to look it up?
No, it was Sean. I knew it. Okay. I knew it was Sean. It literally has no importance at all.
But it's Sean.
But his name was Sean.
Got it.
she was a secretary for 2 jointly owned Anaheim stores. One was a store that sold, like, psychedelic items, like love beads, lava lamps, like, all that cool stuff for the 90s. And the other one was a head shop, which is kind of like a weed shop, like a tobacco type store type thing.
You know, funny thing.
Yeah.
That's happening recently.
Yeah.
So, I'm taking a cell biology class, okay. Right? And we have to do a project for the end of the year.
Okay.
And she gave us the option of whether to write a 10-page paper or to write a children's book.
Oh, you're writing
a children's book? So, obviously, I'm writing a children's book.
Okay.
My topic... is mushrooms and LSD and the effect on the brain.
Oh, nice.
And into I have a, to children's write a children's book.
You have like someone going into like a party like, and then they come out and they're dying. Yeah.
Like some mushrooms ain't for you, bitch. Like
oh my god, I can't. That would be funny. I would want to read that. So.
You'll get to. I'm doing Thank you. It. So.
Okay. So her coworkers and friends said that she preferred staying at home. She was a devout Christian, and she did not drink or do any drugs.
Happy Ash Wednesday.
Happy Ash Wednesday to her. we are not religious, no. So us saying Happy Ash Wednesday might be offensive. I don't know. I don't think it is.
I don't know if you say Happy
I don't think you
Ash.
Celebrate it. You kind of just, like, repent your sins and, like, do what you
Don't
have to
act
do.
Like we didn't find that out fucking 5 minutes ago.
I used to go and get the ashes on your head. Yeah, and, like, I used to not
eat. We used to get, like, the palm on Palm Sunday. Yeah.
I used to not eat meat at all any Friday or, like, Ash Wednesday, which I did today. I did really good, so.
I had meat.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. Okay.
Anyway.
Let's go back to this. She was a devout Christian, didn't drink, didn't do drugs. Her parents, who, like I said, lived with her. Well, not lived with her, but lived in the same town. Mm-hmm. Babysat her grandson. I mean, their grandson, her son, mm-hmm. while they worked. Her father named Jacob said she may have dated on occasion, but she never really had, like, a steady boyfriend as far as, like, the family knew.
Okay.
But months before she disappeared, I'm going to say Dorothy because I write down Scott.
And I keep thinking that you're talking about a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say Dorothy. She had been receiving strange phone calls at work and at home from an unidentified male. While she recognized the voice, it was likely, like, an acquaintance that she had exchanged a few words with,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't really know who it was.
Right.
Sometimes when he spoke on the phone, he would tell Dorothy how much he loved her, and other times he would say that he wanted to kill her.
Oh, sick.
Dorothy's mother recounted, quote, "One day he called and said to go outside because he had something for her. So she went outside and there was a single dead red rose on the windshield of her car."
Excuse me?
Yep, quote. Dorothy's mother then said one call especially horrified her daughter because the man reportedly told Dorothy that he would get her alone and cut her up into bits and pieces so no one will ever find her. Yeah.
I'm starting to think that we did this case.
Oh my god, did we really? Is that why it sounds so familiar?
I think I did this.
The spider bite?
Hold on.
There's no fucking way. I knew I would do this one time.
Hold on. I'm not 100% positive. Wait. But if we didn't, this starts out exactly like another case that I did. I don't think
we did because it's...
I'm gonna go through it.
Okay.
In a second. Okay. Oh no, okay. It's Cindy James is the one
okay.
that I did.
I was like, wait. Okay, that was... Christ
is averted.
I would have cried if this was one we ever did.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
So because of these calls, Dorothy began considering the purchase of a handgun. And just about a week before her disappearance, she started taking karate lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about her disappearance. So... There was nothing really, like, extraordinary happening on May 28th of 1980. She dropped her son, Sean, off at her parents' house and went to work as usual. There was a staff meeting at one of her jobs, obviously. but it was at 9 o'clock at night, so it was pretty late. So she told her parents that she would be late picking up Sean. But during the staff meeting, one of Dorothy's co-workers named Conrad Bostron began to look a little bit off. There was red swelling on his arm and he clearly needed like medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
So Dorothy and another colleague named Pam Head left the meeting early to take Conrad to the hospital.
Okay.
Obviously this is in 1980. So there's no like cell phones.
Right.
So, on her way to the hospital, Dorothy decided to stop at her parents' home briefly to let them know that she was taking Conrad to the hospital and that she was going to be even later than normal.
Okay.
This is important. Dorothy left the house at that time and changed her scarf that she was wearing from a black one to a red scarf.
A black scarf to a red scarf. Yes. Noted.
And then she drove to UC Irvine Medical Center. Dorothy and Pam sat in the waiting room while Conrad was treated for what turned out to be a spider bite. It was like a... I can't remember. It was like a black widow spider.
Like a bad one.
Yeah, like a real bad one.
A recluse
yes,
spider.
Yes, yes. So Pam would later tell investigators that she and Dorothy had been together the whole time that Conrad was with the doctor. He was treated and given a prescription, which he then... went with Pam to have filled. So, like, you could, like, this doesn't really happen nowadays, but, like, he got his prescription filled at the same hospital that he was at, so it was, like, just right away.
Okay. That would be 6 hours today, yeah, minimum.
Yeah. whoa, sorry. Where am I at? Okay. So, this was around 11 p.m., which is crazy, because that's only 3 hours from when they started, which nowadays never would happen.
Oh, my God. It would have been 4 days from now.
Yeah. So, after they went to, like, go fill his prescription, Dorothy went to the bathroom and then told the other two that she would go get the car and pull it up in front of the hospital so that Conrad wouldn't have to walk far because he was still not looking right. This would be the last time that anyone would see Dorothy alive. So after having picked up their medication, Conrad and Pam went to wait for Dorothy at the hospital entrance. They waited for about 20 minutes before they saw Dorothy's car, which was a white 1973 Toyota station wagon, coming towards them. The headlights were blindingly bright, so they were blinding them. And the car did not look like it was going to stop, and it kind of just sped right past them. It was speeding. Okay. So it sped past them. They couldn't even see who was driving, and it made, like, a turn out of the parking lot.
Okay.
So they didn't really think anything of it because they were like, well, they did, like, think it was weird, obviously, but yeah. They were like, okay, maybe she had an emergency with her son, and she would absolutely do that. So, confused and concerned of what had happened, Pam and Conrad stayed at the hospital for several hours, waiting to see if Dorothy might return for them. She never did. So they sat there for, like, 4 hours waiting for her.
Okay, just waiting.
Which, like, if you think about it, like, that's absolutely insane, but it was also 1980, so, like, what else are they gonna do? Yeah. So, after she never returned, they called her parents from the phone in the hospital, asking if she had ever come to pick up Sean, to which they replied that she had not. So, unsure what else to do, Pam and Conrad called the police to report Dorothy missing.
Was her parents, like, not concerned?
I think, like, it was more of, like, a group effort. Like, okay. Everyone was concerned, like, okay. You know. So, obviously, because Pam was an adult, the police did not seem too overly concerned.
I hate that shit.
So, but then it was about 4:30 a.m. on May 29th, so then technically the next day, but since this happened at, like, 11 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
It's, like, very early the next morning. Okay. On May 29th.
Yeah.
Dorothy's car was found burning in an alley about 10 miles from the hospital.
Just on fire.
Right. Neither she nor her supposed kidnapper, which who knows if they were actually a kidnapper, whatever, mm-hmm. was nearby. So nobody was by the car. But the phone calls that Dorothy's stalker made before she disappeared did not stop after she disappeared. The first call was made to her parents' home about a week after she disappeared, and her mom was home alone. The person said, quote, "Are you related to Dorothy Scott?" the caller asked. "Yes," Vera, which is her mom, replied. Oh my God, he scared me again. I don't know why. I hear him come down and I still get scared. I guess so.
You're so tall and...
Hi, puppy.
So tall and menacing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, should I reread my entire quotes?
No, they zoomed past, okay. Her mom and maybe is concerned. Okay. So they called the cops.
Yes.
The stalker still kept stalking and was like, are you related to Dorothy?
Yes, so now we're updated. And her mom said yes. And he said, quote, "I've got her," and then hung up.
So, all right, Rue, go away. Thank you.
Aw. The authorities had been searching for Dorothy, but so far nothing had brought them any closer to finding out what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The phone call was their first clue they got in the case, but basically it led to nothing.
Right.
Vera and Jacob, which were her parents, were told not to go to the media about Dorothy's disappearance as it could negatively impact the investigation. However, after a week of searching and no progress being made, Jacob gave up on waiting and called the Orange County Register about his daughter's disappearance, which is a news station.
Okay.
The paper ran a story about Dorothy and the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. And clearly kept a close eye on the news regarding the disappearance. Oh, wait, sorry. Clearly, because the kidnapper, or person who took her mysteriously, was keeping a close eye on the news regarding the disappearance, they got...
Wait, so...
Yeah, that sounded confusing.
Yeah.
So they ran a story on Dorothy.
The news company.
The news did.
Okay.
And because this person, whoever he was, who was stalking Dorothy, was keeping an eye on it to see, like, oh, are they going to talk about it?
Oh.
Since that had happened, he was doing it, he made a call to the editor of the newspaper, Pat Riley.
Okay.
And he said to him, quote, "I killed her. I killed Dorothy Scott. She was my love. I caught her cheating with another man. She denied having someone else. I killed her." The caller also detailed certain pieces of information that only someone who was involved in the disappearance would know. So, for example, the fact that she was wearing a red scarf the evening that she disappeared. And that the man she was with that night, Conrad, was beaten, being treated for a spider bite.
Okay.
So it's, like, things that pretty much no one would know besides, like, people who
like,
knew
her. Like,
why would
you know that?
Right.
Yeah.
The phone call to Pat Riley baffled Dorothy's family and friends. They told authorities that they had no knowledge of Dorothy having a boyfriend, let alone, time for one. So they said that her abductor was living in a fantasy world, so, like, he was just obsessed with her and it wasn't, like, a real relationship type of thing. But nobody really knows, because...
How are you gonna know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So months went by, which eventually turned into years.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So during this time, the unknown... excuse me. We're going to call him the unknown man. Never got tired of taunting Vera and his like, family.
Okay.
But most of the time, he would do it when only her mom was home.
Okay.
So, like, he knew the schedule. So nearly every afternoon... Every Wednesday afternoon for 4 years, he would call the Scott home saying that he had Dorothy and he had killed her. Or, you know, something along those lines.
Sure.
He knew Vera and Jacob's routine and only called when Vera was home alone. One time he slipped up and called in the evening only to find Jacob on the other end. And this brought an end to all of the calls for, like, a while.
Anyway. Just, like, they stopped.
Yeah, because he got scared for a little while, and then he... Yeah.
This guy got scared?
Yeah.
Fucking
of,
what?
Of an old man, basically. The police tried tracking his cell calls. Like, even... They even, like, came in and, like, put, like, a tracer on the family phone because they knew he would call.
Mm-hmm.
But he never stayed on the phone for long enough.
Okay.
And the case eventually went cold. But on August 6th, 1984, which is 4 years after the abduction or disappearance, mm-hmm. however you want to look at it. Sorry, I keep coughing, but I'm fine. A construction worker discovered dog and human bones side by side, about 30 feet from each other.
That's fucking weird.
30 feet from Santa Ana Canyon Road. So, the bones were partly charred, and authorities had believed that they've been there for 2 years. As a bushfire had swept across the site in 1982. So, basically, what this person did was they buried a dead dog on top of her body.
So
that the scent would be, thrown off if they ever were to look
for it. Is this have an end?
No.
Fuck off.
A turquoise ring and a watch were also found. Scott's mother said that the watch had stopped at 12:30 a.m. on May 29th, which is about an hour after he and Bostron saw Dorothy's vehicle, which is, they believe, the time that she died. So her watch
that
stopped.
That shit's so freaky to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, because, like,
How does that work?
Like, how?
Yeah. And it's hard to... They can't... sorry. So, the bones were identified to be Dorothy on August 14th by dental records. So, an autopsy could not determine the cause of death because it had been 4 years. So,
and
like...
it's bones. What
are you
gonna...
Right. So, a memorial service was held on August 22nd, and that is as far as the case goes right now. It is still unsolved, and nobody knows who killed Dorothy, or what even happened to her. there's some theories, like, it was a man who worked at, like, I read one theory, but it was, like, such, like, a strong theory, like, this might have not have any idea, like, there was no proof to it, so, like, I didn't include it, but obviously now I'm gonna fucking include it anyway, so it doesn't matter, but it was, like, something, like, it was a man who worked at a store next to the store that she worked at.
Okay.
And he would come in a lot and, like, talk to her and, like, flirt with her. And, like, people said, like, he was, like, obsessed with her. But there's no evidence. And I believe he had an alibi for, like, the night that
was gone. Like, chance that it was, like, these friends that she was with?
I mean, I've never thought about that. But it could have been.
Because, like...
Right, but they were, they must have been at the hospital the whole time. Like, there must have been footage of them sitting at the hospital the whole time. Yeah,
because I was going to say, like, if, like, they're the only ones that knew that it was, like, a spider bite and a red scar.
True.
So it's, like,
I didn't think of that. Yeah, I don't know. And, like, but, like, her and them knowing that it's a spider bite and it's a red scarf kind of proves that she might have known who it was. Because why would she tell a person, like, hey, yeah, I'm at the hospital because my friend had a spider bite?
Yeah, but, like, also, like...
Or she could have just been, like, trying to be nice and knows that, like, that was her stalker, like, when she first saw him. Like, because it's obvious it has to be her stalker. Like, there's no other way.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
And, like, you don't know if, like, she was driving the car or somebody else.
Right, and that's what they said, that they... It sounds like they believe it was someone else driving the car because they was driving so fast. So they don't really know, but they think it was the man or whoever it was. That's that's as far as I go for you.
Well, that's annoying.
I want to leave you guys on a cliffhanger.
You know,
that's literally it. Nothing's come from it to know, like, what happened still, or it's one of those creepy,
well, like, I mean, I guess, like, how, like, are you gonna know, like,
She was a very private person, so she didn't say much about her life to anyone.
And, like, it's just, like, there's only bones, so it's, like, if she was shot, then, like, yeah, you could tell. But if she wasn't, then, like, how the fuck are you gonna tell?
Right. So, we have no idea. But, yeah, that's
where that's so interesting that there was, like, a dog buried on top.
Yeah, I've never heard of somebody doing that, but it makes sense. It's pretty smart. Yeah, it is pretty smart. And it sounds like she and the dog were both there for 2 years. Yeah. At least.
I wonder if, like...
Yeah.
So, like, do they think that she... Like, you said... Like, they think that she died, like... When she went missing?
At 12:30 on May 29th, yeah.
Or, like, years later.
No, they think it was May 29th at 12:30. Because that's when her watch stopped.
Yeah, but, like, what the fuck did that mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. But I read in, like, a few sources that that's when they think it stopped. Like, she stopped. And I don't know why. Maybe because the pressure or something? I don't know. I'm thinking, like, maybe Apple Watch, but it's 1980s. There ain't no Apple Watches there.
Yeah, you have to physically, like, stop the watch. Like, press the button.
But maybe that'll show, like, if she's being beat or something.
I guess, like, it was, like, broken.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
It was, like, actually broken.
Which it sounds like it was, but I don't know for sure.
That makes sense. It's, like, cracked or, like, something.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's annoying.
That's what I got for you. I got a little, I started out slow because I'm coming back. You gotta,
get back into the Emperor's new group.
I'm coming back from Christmas, basically, for me. It's, like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, I'm taking it slow, rocking with it, you know? Starting out with the one that doesn't have an ending, and we'll go from there. Maybe the next one I'll have an ending for you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We have our next box coming. It just shipped today.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Okay. Me too. We're gonna solve this thing before we put any YouTube videos out on it. But it's fine.
We're gonna be so excited that we did something, and we're not even gonna be able to tell anybody about it, because...
We're gonna be like, this is who the killer is! And people are gonna be like, we don't know what you're talking about.
We're gonna be like, we haven't started episode one yet, bitch. It says zero subscribers.
Yeah, go subscribe to YouTube. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It took me 4 seconds. I was like, future is bright, Dawn.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Because who the fuck has, like, a channel like that? But...
Yeah,
whatever. Alright. Hit us up on... Wait, no. Follow us on Instagram. Midyon.
FIB Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Future is Bright Podcast.
Send something like that. Send us a Gmail.
Futuresbypod@gmail.com.
And, yeah, subscribe to our YouTube.
Future is bright! Question mark.
Alright, we'll keep this short and sweet, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't got nothing else.
Alright, catch you guys next time.
Oh, wait, I do have something else. Okay. Go watch Euphoria if you haven't watched
really?
It.
Really? Is it that good?
My jaw was on the goddamn floor this season finale. Like, crying. No like, way. Literally did one of the... Really? Oh my god, it was so bad.
Do you think I would like it?
Okay, let's end this.
Okay, bye. Goodbye, everyone.